What is up, everybody? It's your boy DFS Up North, aka Josh Thomas, here with another DFS Army Dead by Noon PGA podcast. This week we are talking about the Wyndham Championship. It is the last week before the FedEx Cup playoffs. Let's get to it. What up, everybody? It's your boy Josh Thomas, aka DFS Up North, here with another DFS Army Dead by Noon PGA podcast. We're talking about the Wyndham Championship this week, but before we get there, if you are not a DFS Army VIP, use that code Up North, gives you 10% off for life. Get in now. It is August 1st. Like, you are going to be, you know what? Yeah, get in. Wait a week. All right, you can get a week long, but then get in so that you can get in the first week of NFL, right? Because that's when it's really into it. Actually, no, take it back. We got preseason NFL coming up. The boys are locked in. Like, we crush the preseason every year. I think Fling and Chris and those guys are doing it again this year. Upper's Lot, obviously, he'll probably be helping too, but those guys crush every single year in the showdown slates and then the actual slates. Like, it is a ton of fun, and I enjoy playing preseason NFL with a bunch of guys that are never going to make the league. But yeah, if you sign up for a month now, you get close to the NFL season, right? You'll get some of the content that we got to have out there. You'll get some of our draft content, the season-long draft content that's out there. And then you get access to all the PGA playoffs, which we are talking about this week because it is the last PGA event of the regular season. It's the Wyndham Championship, right? And the end of the Wyndham Rewards, which is a really big deal. Just kidding. I have no idea how that even freaking works. But it is the last chance for these guys to get into the playoffs. We're going to talk about the field, talk about the course. We'll do some strategy stuff. We'll build some, we'll do FanDuel this week. I like FanDuel. We'll do FanDuel this week. They don't get enough love over there. But yeah, let's get to it. Let's share my screen. Where am I at here? Got to get this going for you guys. First, we're going to look at the FedEx Cups, right? Or the FedEx Cup, right? Because it's top 70, all right? The top 70 get in this week. So obviously, you look at the top of this thing, you're looking at guys like, hold on here, let me make sure I'm in the screen here. We'll make it a little bit bigger for everybody. There we go. Now we can see. You know, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Max Homa, Wyndham Clark, like, these guys are dialed. They're in. They're locked in, right? But top 30 make the Tour Championship. That's a big one, right? Some of these guys can make a big jump. Top 50 make the BMW. But this, to get to next week, to the FedEx St. Jude Championship, you have to be in the top 70. And pretty much all of these guys are playing this week, all right? Actually, I think everyone almost is. See, the first guy not playing is probably, yeah, Keith Mitchell here at 57. Is Buckley in the field this week? I'm not sure he is either. But yeah, so big week for guys like Austin Eckroat, Ben Taylor, Garrick Higo, KH Lee, Davis Thompson, Shane Lowry. You know, the guys here, they don't want to fall back. A made cut probably gets them in. You know, gets them into the, or keeps them in the top 70, and down here these guys need at least a made cut to get in. There's the big name right there, is Justin Thomas, right? And for him to jump up, we figured it out that he has to finish 18th this week. That is a big ask, right? That's a big ask, but you know, I think it's about time for JT to step up here and have a good week. We've seen guys, you know, come from way behind before. It's a little bit different now that we're top 70, not, you know, it used to be we'd be down here talking about these guys at the top 125. And interestingly enough, Chesson Hadley is 126. He holed out a hole in one a couple years ago here to make the top 125 and get into the playoffs. But yeah, so these guys are, you know, it's a big week for some of these guys. It is. There is a lot of pressure on them. You want to get into the playoffs. You want to secure your tour card, and you want to get into all the big events next year by being in the top 70. And by big events, I mean the big just regular PGA Tour events. So it's a big deal. And these guys here, you know, they need a big week too, just to hang around and make sure that they get into the BMW Championship. You know, a cushion for a guy like Alex Smalley or Andrew Putnam. Even a Brendan Todd, Harris English could go a long way this week. So, we'll be watching, you know, obviously you want to watch, be watching the leaderboard. You'll be watching your own contests this week, but, this is kind of the side backstory. That's always a little bit intriguing, to see, because sometimes, yeah, you get a story like Chesson Hadley who holes out on what, the second to last hole to get in. So this week, again, we are at Sedgefield Country Club, Greensboro, North Carolina. And check out this just good looking new website that we have here. Again, this article is free for you guys every week. PGA Course preview articles, super, in-depth breakdown of Sedgefield, right? It's a Don Ross design, par 70, 71, 31. You got to find fairways here. You see the number of fairways hit here on average is in like is above 70%, right? So you might think that, hey, hitting fairways here is really easy. The answer is that no, you actually just have to hit them, right? Because if you don't, you're dead. So guys will club down, they'll hit back. You can see that the average driving distance here isn't quite as long. So you got to find fairways, you know, but you got guys that in, you know, guys like Jimmy Herman ranked first in strokes gained approach and strokes gained putting. Well, you do that any week, you're probably going to win. Sam Snead won the inaugural event. You can get low here. Brant Snedeker shot 59. And there's some interesting, like, there's some interesting tee shots, right? Like, you got to be on it here. CT Pan hit one way right on 18 and lost to Snedeker, I think, in 2018 there. It was second. So again, I think there's a big premium place on just getting the ball in play. And there is some premium, I think, that just having played here before. Hosted a Ryder Cup many, many moons ago. The greens are going to be fast. They're fairly big. Okay. Water in play on six holes. We're back on Bermuda grass tee to green here. We're in the south. There's some fairly long approach shots into some of these greens, which I think is interesting. Guys that have crushed here over the years, we've got Webb Simpson, named his daughter, Wyndham. I'm not playing him this week because he's just been kind of trash. Sungjae Im has been awesome. Billy Horschel's been great here over the years. He's a core play for me this week. We'll talk a little bit more about him in a bit. Russell Henley, cash lock, highest home player on the slate this week. Denny McCarthy's had good here. And then golfers who are coming in hot. Interestingly, if we look back at this FedEx Cup standings, you got JT Poston, Garrick Higgo, Steven Jagger, Vince Norman, and Lucas Glover. There's Garrick Higgo. There's Vincent Norman. Who else? So guys that are kind of right on this bubble playing well, which I think is there's Jagger. Interesting. Where's Glover here? He's been playing a little bit better lately. Let's search Glover. Glove. Ooh, 112. I win a couple of weeks ago would have been good. But Lucas Glover on the outside looking in here. And some of these guys this week are actually going to be on the outside looking in for a while now. So guys that we've kind of seen and have some success over the years or over the last couple of months. So a guy like Ludvig Åberg, this is it. All right. He's not a full tour member. He is not going to be in the playoffs. He is not accruing FedEx Cup points. So he's got that special temporary membership and hasn't became a full-fledged tour member yet. So this will be the last we see of Åberg this, for a little bit. This will be the last we see of, not Rye, Gary Woodland's not going to make it. Akshay Bhatia is likely, he is now a full-time tour member, but he's 112. So he would probably need a win this week to get it done. Sam Bennett won't be in there. Nicholas Lindheim, some guys that are fairly popular. Just won't be getting it done. Let's see one more I'm looking for. Kevin Yu took some. Oh, I X out of that. FedEx Cup standings. There we go. Kevin Yu obviously got hurt after AT&T Pebble Beach. Where's he at with points? Yu. 94th. A good week could. I mean, he's probably got to win. Probably got to win top five minimum to get enough points to get in. I don't even know and have some stuff go your way. But like I said, you want to find guys who are going to find fairways. So what I like to do here is I'm going to sort by accuracy. Okay. You can't sort twice, but then I'm going to cross-reference my accuracy with guys that hit it a long ways because I do think that that is an advantage here. So right away, guys that kind of stick out, you know, not a long ways, but Siwoo Kim, second, third, fifth, missed the cut first in his last five attempts here, WD'd last year. But you see some of these guys with good history, right? Obviously very strong drivers of the ball. Zach Blair weirdly hasn't done well here, but he's now back on a full-time tour membership. Who's maybe the longest guy that we'll see here? Austin Ekro, but man, he's just been sort of miserable the last couple of weeks. You're not seeing Åberg is probably the first guy that comes up that's really a bomber. that hits it a ways and finds fairways. So, you know, you look at, again, the guys who have had success here, and they're a little bit shorter hitters, right? One thing I always like to look at here is my value, right? Who is popping off as a great value this week? Guys like Siwoo Kim, Denny McCarthy, Alex Smalley. And as their, you know, the value, right, shows us our projected fantasy points per 100 or per $1,000 in salary. And that's going to correlate with ownership. I'm looking at FanDuel right now. Let's actually switch over, or I'm looking at DraftKings. Let's switch over to FanDuel and see if the value is a little bit different over there. And it is, because the pricing is not always great. And I said this in my notes that Andrew Putnam is an insane value on FanDuel because he's 8,200, right? 69-1 to win. I'm really interested. Like, it's almost a push the chips in sort of play with Putnam here at 7% ownership. I'm going to be at least 40 to 50% on FanDuel. I think that's smart. Russell Henley obviously rates out really well. He's been great here, but you're going to get the ownership. The next guy that maybe rates out as a strong value would be on FanDuel would be Chesson Hadley. That combination of ownership, Garrick Higgo, who I'm pretty high on this week, Nicholas Lindheim, who's been injured, former tour player. As you can see here back in, you know, 17, 18, 19, he was on tour. He missed the cut here three times, but he's been absolutely crushing it, mostly with a hot putter though, which is a little scary. Doc Redman coming off a 30th back to North Carolina, played at Clemson. Seems like a decent value down there. We shouldn't have Drift yet because we haven't updated that. The other thing I want to look at here is field rank on an easy course. This tells me what percentage of the field people beat on average at courses that are essentially birdie fests. All right. So you can see a couple of these guys that pop here. Sam Burns, Sung Jae-im, Justin Thomas, right? Some of your studs. But then you got guys like Ben Griffin. I've got 14 number of rounds, here that is telling me he's going to beat on average 72% of the field. That's impressive. Right? Thomas Detry, Taylor Pendrith, some bombers that might show up. We can look at now, how do they do is there any good combination of guys who are really good at easy courses and when the field's not very good, do they beat a bunch of guys? So maybe one that pops here is Sung Jae-im, 80% of weak field, 76% there. Justin Thomas, 81%, 75%. I am going to tell you guys right now, I am on the Justin Thomas bandwagon this week. It is a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy. I get it. But the way I see it is that Justin Thomas is going to make the Ryder Cup. All right. He needs to play well. There's a lot of pressure there. They are going to use a captain's pick on him. I don't foresee Zach Johnson not taking Justin Thomas here, similar to maybe what they did with Spieth a couple of years ago. So I thought he was close last week at the 3M. I think that things are starting to click. Change the putter. We'll see what he's using this week. But for me, I just think he makes the cut. I think he's going to get it done. I think he's in the top 20 for sure. It's going to be close on that 18 number. But at $9,100, like, I just can't avoid it. I have to push the chips in a little bit. The ownership's so low. I'm easily going to be 3 to 4X the field. I'm really high on Justin Thomas this week. Maybe it's my bias getting in the way. I really think in DFS sometimes, when especially in a highly variable sport like golf, when everybody is going one way, it's not a bad idea to go the opposite. And if you're going to go the opposite, I don't hate betting on talent like Justin Thomas, obviously multiple major champion. So to see a guy like that at 8% ownership at a decreased price, it's a sharp play. All right. On the opposite end of the spectrum, right, I am going to push the chips in on a guy like Alex Smalley, who's going to be chalky, right? But if you remember, score play for me a couple weeks ago, his iron play has just been outrageous. And I'm really high on Smalley this week. I'm following that up with Billy Horschel, who has been great here. He's a great playoff competitor. He's been struggling this year, to say the least, but the last couple of weeks he started to put it together a little bit. The irons have been better, the putter's been good, and he's just been outstanding here over the years. And then finally Dylan Wu, right? Dylan Wu putted out off the charts last week at the 3M. I don't think we're gonna see an 11, but his coach has been talking about it, tweeting that they've been working really hard on his putting. So to see him get that spike, maybe that builds some confidence. I think I don't think he's gonna make 90 feet of putts every round this week like he did last week, but we should see that be improved, and combine that with his solid iron play, solid tee to green play. I think at 6,900, he just makes way too much sense. Where is Horschel on the, let's go back here, FedEx Cup standings. My boy, Billy Ho. Does he need a big week? Honestly, I don't really care. The motivation sometimes is maybe overrated. I don't think it's overrated for a guy like Justin Thomas, but Horschel will want to put a good performance here because he's going to have a couple of weeks off coming up until the fall swing. So let's go to FanDuel. Let's build a lineup here. PGA contests. Okay. So obviously, like, you can come here and build just off of my core. That's fairly easy to do. You know, that's a good single entry type of contest. But right. So my core this week is, gosh, JT is way too cheap over here too. JT, Billy Ho, who's a little bit more expensive over here, Alex Smalley, and then Dylan Wu. So 8,400. Pretty easy to lock in. Like I said, my boy Putnam, who I'm really high on, and then you can just play whoever you want, right? But you know, I think there's something to be said for you know, going a little bit off the wall here. So I would probably get rid of Dylan Wu here in this lineup if I was playing GPP. Now that I can still play pretty much whoever I want. If I played Decky, who I'm not in love, I'm really not in love with any of these guys. I do like Sam Burns. Let's just, if I go Siwoo, then I can play Denny. I like that lineup. I like that lineup on FanDuel, right? I think that works. I think that's GPP viable, right? If we're going to build cash here on FanDuel, it's always tricky. If FanDuel's, you're just eating ownership. Let's go to ownership here on FanDuel and see what they say. See what our ownership says on the FanDuel. So Siwoo, Russell, Denny, Hideki. I don't want to play Hideki. Let's go. Siwoo, Denny, Smalley is going to be high owned. Maybe about 95 per player. Denny, Smalley, oh, Henley, duh. Got to get Russ in there. I was playing on FanDuel. I'm going to play Putnam here because that gets me to at 8,900. Can I make a cash play somewhere? Brendan Todd. Easy cash. Like, I hate giving away lineups on here, but guys, like, this is your cash lineup for FanDuel. If you're playing, is Brendan Todd even going to get any ownership? 12%, not bad. I can't get to Cole. I could get to Dougie Gim, who's going to be a little bit more owned, but no, like, this is, if I didn't play Putnam, that's your cash lineup done. Like, FanDuel did it for you guys, nailed it. So that's where I'm going over there. But yeah, I'm excited for this week. I do think, like, I'm a big Rye believer, but I don't love this price tag or this ownership on any of the sites. One thing that I didn't show you guys earlier, though, but if you are a DFS Army VIP, you can sort for showdown scoring as well, which can be a bit helpful, right? We got 208 rounds. Over those 208 rounds, Adam Scott is the best field-adjusted round one scorer in the field. The guy that makes the least amount of highest percentage of bogey for rounds is, interestingly, JT. The field ranks, he finishes in the top 5%, 18.4% of the time. Obviously this is long-term form, right? But can you guys see why I kind of want to play a guy like JT this week? I just think that at some point it's going to come back to the mean, right? He is potentially hurt, but I don't know. I think for this week, JT gets it done. So that's where I'm at. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I will be in the Discord ready to chat about this week, about whatever you guys want. We're talking about the Ryder Cup in there right now, so I'm excited to get back to that. And hopefully we have another big green screen week. Again, I asked you to like, subscribe, comment. Tell me who you guys think you're going to win. Maybe I'll give you guys a shout out on the next week's pod when we talk about FedEx St. Jude. So this is Josh Thomas, aka DFS Up North, signing off from another Dead by Noon PGA podcast brought to you by DFS Army.